Good afternoon and welcome to the Bean Report for Tuesday, the 24th of September already, brought to you by the Manitoba Pulse Growers Association. And we're joined again this afternoon by MPGA production specialist Kristen Podolsky. And Kristen, we're seeing harvest maybe pick up a bit when it comes to the soybean crop in southern Manitoba.
Yeah, it really started to pick up last week, but we actually had the first report of soybean harvest on September 10th. If you can believe it, mostly with those earlier planted fields and those early varieties. But really in central and eastern Manitoba, we're just starting to get going, although we have been delayed with these periodic rainfalls.
And on the western side of the province, things are still a few days away at least?
They are, at least probably a week or two with the dry downtime. And surprisingly, they haven't been impacted as much as we have here in the valley and central Manitoba with the frost that we had. We had the frosts on September 16th and just over the past weekend on Saturday morning. But with the growers I've been talking to out west, their beans haven't been affected, which is good because their maturity is a bit delayed out there.
So where harvest is happening, what are you hearing in terms of yields from producers?
So what I've been hearing, yeah, is about at least average to above average, anywhere from 35 up to 50. And those higher yields are definitely coming from areas that seem to have had more of the moisture in August.
Any other message then for producers this week, Kristen?
Yeah, one thing would be harvest losses, especially if we have some first-time or even second-time soybean growers out there. We're finding that harvest losses can be quite high, so you just want to encourage growers to check behind the combine and make sure that they're minimizing those harvest losses to as low as, 3 or 5%.
All right. Thanks, Kristen. That's Kristen Podolsky, production specialist with the Manitoba Pulse Growers Association. You can find the online version of the Bean Report at manitobapulse.ca.